back on the Boss Man Show here with a friend of the show, Todd Golden, 5-0 on the year. It's a game day for him. Same for me with the Hawks, tonight with the Thunder. Morgan State Bears coming to town. Coach, what's up, man?
Good to see you, JR. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm glad. I'm blessed and highly favored, man. It's football, basketball season here. Hey, you 5-0, man. I'm seeing you doing big things in non-conferences always, man. Look at you, man. I see you working, brother.
We're trying, man. We're fortunate. We got off to a good start. You know, we've played five games, won them all. But the thing I'm most excited about is we've had two good wins, really good, you know, beating Davidson at the Chase Center. And then we got popped in the mouth early against Nevada. They were up by 16 on us in the first half, but we kind of kept our cool and got back on the horse and found a way to compete and did a really nice job in the second half to win that game. So we showed some grit. We showed some resiliency. And, you know, I think with our veteran team, we got a chance.
No doubt. I was asking about that. The game is divided, man, because I saw you were down by 16 points. But your guys did not fold. They looked very confident. They looked like, hey, we can get this done. One session at a time. They wasn't trying to do too much, get it all back at one time. So talk about the process of having a veteran team who can handle being down and know there's still time to chip away and get back in this thing late, you know, like you all did.
Yeah, no, you hit it on the head. I think it was a comforting feeling knowing, you know, after speaking to the guys at one of the timeouts in the first half, you could sense that, you know, there we had a little bit of a sense of urgency, but we weren't broken. We weren't, you know, disheveled. We weren't splintered. And I thought our guys did a really good job of showing, you know, that togetherness. And what you said earlier, you hit it on the head. We didn't try to get it all back in one possession. It was play by play. We knew we were going to have to play well for the rest of the game, not just 1 or 2 minutes to get us back in there. And, you know, having that veteran presence really kind of settled us and allowed us to chip away. And by the, you know, midway point of the second half, we had taken a little bit of a lead. So it was good. It was a really good experience. You know, we don't want to be down by that much ever again, but, you know, being able to come back like that was definitely a good feeling.
And it helps having Gabe and Jamari go off for 50 points combined. I mean, those guys put you on the back, but the other guys roll the back with them. But those two young men right there, tell me about those two guys, man.
Yeah. Tell you what, it's I've learned a lot in my few years being head coach, and you're really as good a coach as the players you have, and to have two young men like that really step up. And you know, Nevada's a great team. They're really, you know, they struggled a little bit record wise out of the gates. Their personnel is really good. Once they get a little settled, get back in their home gym for a while, they're gonna start whapping on some teams. And you know, Jamari and Gabe just made a lot of great individual plays, you know, within the framework of what we're trying to do. But they made shots. That's the bottom line. And we can draw things up. We can try to get our guys to execute. But at the end of the day, guys got to put the ball in the basket. And both of those guys did that extremely, extremely well the other night. Gabe really specifically kept us in the game in the first half. He was really the only guy that could get it going. And then both him and Mari really took over in the second half. And just they willed us to a win and made some difficult shots that you know, some might consider tough, but, you know, again, when they had it going, there's only so much you can do. And I was really proud of the way they competed and finished.
Most definitely. Like you said, and also having the home crowd again, that Don's crowd that you all have out there, man, tell me about that. I know we're with the Hawks, but it's good to see fans again in the arena. How does it have your young men feed off the energy at home? What a Mountain West team, coached by a well-known guy, Steve Alford, in your building, man.
Yeah, no, it's it felt amazing, to be honest, you know, and it really, we missed it last year. We had a lot of close games, you know, once we were able to start playing at home in league play, and we just didn't have that extra, that push to get us over the top, and lost a lot of close games at home. Whereas this year, it's been awesome being able to have the fans. I thought in the Nevada game specifically, they did a wonderful job of staying with us and keeping great energy in the building. And then we went on a nice little 9-0 run to start the second half. And it was loud in there. You know, it felt like we had eight guys on the court. And so to be able to get those crowds and hopefully continue winning and kind of building this program up, that support means a lot. And it's a huge advantage for us at home.
And Planet Chaser, tell me about that. Planet Chaser is very amazing. You know, I loved Oracle Arena and I like, but Chaser is mad crazy, man. You got to play there once more for your guys. Tell me about beating Davidson in that arena where Steph Curry went to school at and played there and put his arena out there, man.
Yeah, that was part of the deal. You know, we reached out to Davidson because we thought they would have interest in, you know, playing where Steph, you know, and basically the arena that Steph built, right? I mean, let's call it what it is.
And, yes.
It was really challenging, JR, for us to find a good opponent that was willing to go play us in the Chase Center. We asked over 100 schools to come play us and let them know we'd return the game in their home gym, which was a disadvantage for us, but it was still a tricky game to find somebody willing to do that. But credit to Davidson, and I'm very grateful that they were willing to come out and play us. And it was an awesome experience, you know, getting to be in the locker room, getting to do our shoot around the day of the game on the court. And then, you know, the ball goes up and then you realize, man, we're playing on the same floor that Steph and Clay and Draymond and all these guys. And obviously Steve Kerr's done a wonderful job with the organization. It's just awesome. And it's so close to our school. It's only 15 minutes away. We have a really neat relationship with the Warriors. A lot of their players come up and play with our guys in the summer. Juan Toscano Anderson is going to be at our game tonight. You know, it's a brotherhood. It's a basketball brotherhood. And so to be able to really be a part of that, special.
No doubt, like you said, man, having an NBA team in your city that supports you and gives you that arms around you is special. And also, like I said, for your young men, some of those guys won't ever get to play in that real life ever again in their lives. And they got the experience to be able to play in the Chase Center, the same floor that all these greats can play on every night against the Warriors.
That's right. No, it's a unique opportunity, you know, and credit to our department for it's not cheap to get in there, you know, but we'll continue to do it because it's a great tool for recruiting. It's a great tool, you know, for experience for our student athletes. And, you know, we're fortunate to have such a great building, you know, 15 minutes away.
And also for you, man, you're not kind of a schedule tied as this, man. UNLV. Yeah. Richard Pitino, tough one. Bryce Drew, GCCU, tough one. Arizona State, Fresno, you know, Morgan State tonight. So I feel like your schedule is allowing you to build off of every game and get different looks because the WCC is going to be tough with new coaches in the league as well.
Yeah. No, you hit it. I mean, we're pretty strategic in how we schedule and obviously playing Davidson and Nevada in the first, you know, let's call it the first 10 days of the season, you know, we wanted to challenge ourselves that way. We think both those teams have a really good chance of making the tournament. So to get two wins against those guys was huge. And then we stacked up against some of the tougher teams in the Mountain West. You know, I think Fresno is going to be very good. UNLV had a great showing the other night against Michigan on national TV. Obviously, we think Nevada is good. And then to your point, Grand Canyon, we think is going to win their league. Arizona State on the road is a really tough game. Like in Southern Illinois coming in here, you know, they're a good team. They're always, you know, top 100, top 120. So we did not take it easy on ourselves in the sense of trying to kind of build cupcakes. We wanted to prepare ourselves for league play. Davidson, Nevada, Fresno, UNLV, Arizona State, Grant, all those games we feel like are WCC level, if not a little higher in some aspects type of games.
No doubt. And also, man, you know this, having a real spring and summer, because didn't have that last year. The California's laws different from Georgia. We was open in 3 weeks, okay? We weren't closed for 3 weeks. The 24th of April, was back open, okay? But Governor Newsom took a smart approach out there. So you all could get together until late. So tell me about having you guys having a true spring and summer now and how valuable it is, and guys really understand how, hey, we need this spring and summer time to get better so we can be hitting the ground running come October, November, on December, and conference play in January.
No, it's the most underrated thing, and especially for our group. You know, we were able to bring some pretty important pieces back within our team, but we added five guys that were transfers. Then, you know, we just had a lot of molding to do. You know, we had a lot of building of our team to do. And we get those 6 weeks in the summer. Those were incredibly important. You know, we were spending a lot of time together off the court, just learning each other and getting comfortable with each other. Same for the fall. I mean, that's time where you really build your team and get comfortable with each other. So I think it was incredibly important for us to get off to the start we did because of that time we spent together in the summer and the fall.
I love your roster, Todd, because, man, it's so diverse, so international. Y'all just like United Nations on your roster, man. So y'all have different languages. Y'all hear talking all the time, and talking in code. How is that? I was enjoying being on the roster, that diversity, different backgrounds. How is that for you guys? And how do you recruit to set a culture of guys with different backgrounds come together as one to compete for the Dons, man? Tell me all about that, brother.
No, it's fun, man. You know, we do this little dribbling drill before practice some days where we have four lines, and then one of the lines is one of my guys from Ukraine, two guys from Belarus, one guy from Australia, and then one guy from Slovenia. So every time I walk over there and I call them the United Nations, you know, those are my guys that are trying to build and make sure we have team peace, make sure we're all together. But no, you know, it's really neat. The European guys have been awesome for us. They've been, it's just a really easy city to recruit to for Europeans. San Francisco, as you mentioned, a very diverse city, very comfortable for a lot of these young men to find people that are similar to themselves, and as well as meeting new people that kind of branch out who they are to different kind of parts of the world. And then we have a lot of local guys, you know, Bay Area guys, and then up and down the Pacific Northwest. So, you know, we generally try to recruit guys that are like-minded in the sense of putting the team first and really wanted to be here at San Francisco and really wanted to spend time in the gym. Really, those are the three things that we focus on. And so when they get here, everybody kind of understands what the expectation is. And I think that's why we've been able to kind of mold and gel so quickly. But it's a challenge sometimes with language barriers and with different food preferences and some things like that. But it's a really enjoyable group, and they're really fun to be around.
Hey, you talking about there, you had Trey Young in the gym before we go. Tell me about having Trey Young in the gym and the Hawks in the gym, man.
No, it's another great thing about this job is, you know, being so close to the Warriors facility, and all these teams stay in the city, obviously, and they want a place to go practice the day of or day before the game. So, you know, we had the Hawks in here a couple of Sundays ago, which was great watching them practice and seeing how a lot of what they do in practice is similar to what we do in our practices. It was really neat for our guys to see that. And then 2 days prior to that, Zion was in here working it out, trying to get in shape, get back on the floor for the Pelicans. And James Harden's been, you know, we've had a number of really impressive, highly accomplished players getting work in here. And for our guys, it's really cool. You know, they get to see guys that they look up to that, you know, are making good amount of money in the NBA, get to see them in our gym. Again, it just builds to our basketball environment that we have.
Well, Coach, but thank you for joining me on the game day, brother. Hope to talk to you in the new year, man. Be safe. Keep getting those W's, man. I'll be cheering for you as always, man.
I appreciate you, JR. It's always great catching up. I'm glad you're holding it down in Georgia, and we'll be in touch, bro. I'm around.
All right, brother. Be safe, man.
Yep. Take care, man.
See you now.